This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan is in Atlantis. No, he hasn't time traveled. He's actually in the Bahamas. And this hour, we also have a special opportunity. Third and fourth segment, I've got Cheryl Chumley is going to be dialing in as well. Jonathan, I read a quote on the air yesterday. I want you to hear it because you're out of the country. See what you think about it. It made me laugh. This was Trump. He was meeting with some of the Baltic leaders. He says, if we got along with Russia, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing. And then he says, and just about everybody agrees with that, except for very stupid people. I just, it struck my funny bone. I'm like, yeah, you know what's wrong with the political left that they would sabotage any attempts at some kind of normalization of relationships or diplomacy, which is not a bad thing. You think that they wouldn't be as warmongering, but it turns out perhaps the political left wants more than the so-called right that would maybe be a little bit more cognizant of the impact and the costs of an unnecessary wars or incursions.
Well, I don't see the condemnation of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's reset button embarrassment when she was fawning all over the Russians. I don't see any condemnation of Barack Obama's telling Russians that things would be different. He'd be able to deal with them better after the election. I didn't see any condemnation of them when there's the Uranium One deal that was orchestrated to provide money to the Clinton Foundation. I don't see any ire associated with that. And in fact, during the Clinton administration, they were all for better ties with Russia. Now it comes to Trump, and he's doing really a brilliant job, I think, of, on the one hand, punishing Russia wherever it turns to be a antagonistic force against our interests around the world, and at the same time telling them, if you come back in line, we can have a good relationship. And to want a good relationship with another power that has nuclear weapons and is capable of having such a relationship on some terms is a good idea. But by the same token, we must not lay down our guard for a fraction of a second on their global ambitions. And the problem with the Clinton administration is all they did was lay down. They didn't do anything to stop Russia. And in the case of the Trump administration, he has materially moved the ball in favor of the United States all around the world.
Yes.
And that is pushing back Russia. And at the same time, he's telling Putin, look, if you behave well, we can have a relationship. That's where we want to be.
But the political left, Jonathan, is actively sabotaging the foreign policy here. And the Russia investigation, the ongoing look for collusion, it's beyond ludicrous at this point.
It is beyond ludicrous. The degree of involvement of prior administrations, particularly of the Obama administration and the Clinton administration with the Russians, is vastly greater than anything that was done by the Trump campaign. And there's no evidence whatsoever of Trump's involvement in anything that would be an obstruction of justice or a illegal association with the Russians to influence the election. There's not one whit of evidence. Even Mueller, special counsel, has determined that there isn't enough evidence to justify an action against Trump. However, he says that he's still pursuing his obstruction of justice investigation. Well, there really is nothing there. And the whole investigation has been a complete fiasco. To the extent that he's obtaining convictions, it's based on acts that are criminal, that are unrelated to influencing the election. So it is really a farce, and it's an enormous expense, and it's by people who are really dedicated in their bias against Donald Trump. These people are not unbiased, judicial in their approach. These people are biased who are performing this investigation.
Yeah, it's clear. And again, the lack of concern for damaging the foreign policy of the United States in addressing our interest and also, again, engaging in diplomacy where appropriate. I mean, this is something that is a rational thing to do, as they claim Trump, you know, is somehow emotionally unhinged. And the reality is the left is emotionally unhinged on this issue, looking to, you know, in any way destroy the success of American foreign policy under a Trump administration.
They have a very sophomoric view of things, and what they don't understand is that Trump is orchestrating this erratic behavior intentionally for the foreign audience. He shakes up Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. on the one hand saying things that are very dire for Kim Jong-un and his regime, and on the other hand telling him, if you don't want that, you better behave, and if you can come and denuclearize your country, we will deal with you. He is doing what he said he would do when he was campaigning. He's performing the art of the deal kind of negotiations. You may not like it, but the fact is it's producing positive results. I mean, we got out of the climate change deal, which was an absolute fiasco that would have really ruined the American economy. He got us out of that. He's advanced our interests around the world. We virtually decimated terrorism around the world. The ISIS is almost no more, and Secretary Mattis is dedicated to making them no more. And you got a president who's a doer. I mean, he really has shaken things up. Now, they may not like his language. They may not like that he idolizes General Patton, and his behavior is much like that. But the fact of the matter is, he's making a difference. He brought us tax reform that is going to pull, is already up the GDP. We now are somewhere around 2.9 GDP. Under Obama, it barely was above zero. And these are significant advancements that are going to enable us to fund the kind of defense for this country and build the kind of nation as a superpower that we are. Otherwise, we abandon that role, and it's filled by somebody else, and we become the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
If they really want to talk about being oppressed, which a lot of the liberals seem to like to talk about, they should live in a world in which the United States is no longer capable of defending its interests around the world. And that's where Obama was taking us, and that's exactly the opposite direction for Donald Trump.
Well, how about defense of its borders, right? We've talked about constitutionality in terms of what is the role, the proper role of the federal government. And certainly one of those things is has to deal with immigration and customs borders, if you will. And yet so many of the people representing what they call a leftist view want open borders to allow anybody in. And, of course, to not necessarily to contribute, but maybe to take from other Americans jobs that they would have. Now, this is not, I don't believe or perceive a xenophobic view. I've got nothing against immigration. I've had family members two generations, three generations removed coming here legally to immigrate to the country. And other countries, including Mexico, have immigration policies that seemingly are more strict than the United States.
Yeah, there are people whose brains have fallen out of their heads because they're so liberal that they have no constraints on their minds. And they believe in open borders. Open borders have never been a good idea. When your enemies perceive that you have open borders, they can infiltrate and destroy your country. You have to have a policing of your borders, a distinct border and a policing of it, in order to prevent your enemies from destroying your country. The Cubans, for example, were sending over the worst of the worst from their prisons and dumping them in, on our shores. In addition to that, we were having a situation where, you know, we've had terrorists coming in through the southern border and through the Canadian border into the United States forming cells here. Are we completely idiots? In addition, we have problem of people coming over here who become welfare recipients, drawing down the wealth of the country, forcing us to pay more and more into welfare. Do we want a society that is crippled by virtue of the fact that it has open borders and people who can't get a job anywhere else come to the United States to be on welfare? We've got to have police our borders. Donald Trump has made an excellent move to get the National Guard to go and do the business of protecting our borders. It is an emergency. He can use his emergency powers and should, and stop this nonsense of Congress not being able to act, and some of the states like California obstructing justice in a real sense, blocking the enforcement of the immigration laws. By putting the National Guard on the border, by policing the border and ensuring that a stern response is given and people are ejected rather than forgiven and allowed into the country anyway, or allowed to be here with a trial scheduled months, sometimes years later, of course, they never show up. But this is the solution to the problem. We need to have a border. We need to have people come into this country legally, and we need to stop this effort. You know, you've got, when you have a caravan of 1,000 people who are laughing their way to the American border because they can just go right into this country with no restraint, calling for open borders and destroying our nation, we can't have that. The border states have been decimated economically, burdened with a massive welfare increase and also big upticks in crime, all because we're not preventing people who should not be coming into this country from coming into this country.
Jonathan, Trump has said that, you know, the NAFTA renegotiations, you know, he's going to be looking at it very closely if Mexico does not do its level best to prevent some of this from their side of the border.
Yeah, Mexico's been very antagonistic to the American response here. The whole idea of a border they dislike. They want to be able to have Mexicans who are in dire straits come over to this country and be a burden for our economy rather than theirs. And they look at it as a great way to ensure their own economic survival. They don't have to handle a mass, a universe of folks who are, you know, derelict and financially destitute. They can allow them to come over this border. It's a good deal for Mexico. It's a horrible deal for us. Why should we be taking the refuse of the planet who have no good interests in becoming Americans other than raping and pillaging this nation? We want people to come here from around the world. We want good people to come here. We want people who are productive and who will earn a living. We want people who will be in our military and defend our interests. We want people who are inventive and genius. And
yes,
we want all the good people of the world here.
Stand by,
but
Jonathan.
We don't want criminals here.
We don't want criminals here. We have to defend our borders here. We got to take a break. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Edition, Jonathan Ebord in the Bahamas in Atlantis having a good time with his family, and I'm grateful that he's here with me. We'll be right back. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan E. Moore, there was another shooting, and this happened yesterday at YouTube headquarters. Initially, they said it was a disgruntled girlfriend, apparently, but it turned out it was someone who was upset that her videos, at least at the latest I know, were demonetized by YouTube, and she was of Iranian descent. I don't know if she was born in Iran or America, but she was very angry, and it happened to be on the left side of the political spectrum, and I think the way they're covering it is certainly a lot different than if she was white and conservative, and of course that goes to the bias of the media. But the other thing is, no discussion once again of, was this woman on any psychotropic medications, SSRIs or otherwise?
Right. There's a lot to be discovered through investigations here. And if we don't do the detail work, and because the media is simply not interested in investigative reporting because of the background or race of a person, that's just despicable. But it's all too characteristic of the big media these days. It's just a tragedy. But and be that as it may, we have to get to the bottom of this. I'm sure that the FBI will find a lot of information, and that sooner or later we're going to become privy to what the motivations were for this person. We have these preliminary reports that are oftentimes very inaccurate. It's not wise to base a judgment upon those preliminary reports, but we'll see. We'll find out. But yet again, it's an instance of a shooting. Much like the school shootings here at a workplace. And you have to ask yourself, well, to what extent are these people on these psychotropic drugs? It may not be this instance. It may just be that this person had some other bizarre and ill feelings towards people. But we need to investigate that. As I've done, I've called for a federal investigation, so a CCHR, the Commission for Human Rights, has called for an investigation to determine the extent to which those who are engaged in these public shootings are on these psychotropic drugs, which we know because it's admitted by the FDA and the labeling of the drugs that it increases the risk of suicide and violent behavior in people. So, you know, we should be investigating that point. We've called upon the White House to do that. We've asked for Congress to do it. We'll see whether it's done. It would be a reasonable thing to find out the extent to which those who are engaged in these shootings have been on these psychotropic drugs and the role that they have played in increasing the incidence of suicide and violent behavior. We have over 1 million people up to the age of 18 or so who are on these psychotropic drugs in the United States. 1 in 5 total Americans are on these drugs. And so it's not a surprise if the drugs are known as they are to increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior, that at least a fraction of a percent or 1% or 2% of those who are taking them would act out on their feelings of suicide
and
violence.
Hundreds of them. It takes one to do this, right? One at a time.
Correct.
This is in California, by the way. California, very tight, restrictive gun control laws. How about YouTube's campus? Is it a gun-free zone? Again, these are other questions to ask. We got Cheryl Shumley coming up next segment. I've got to talk with her about her experience in reporting on the David Hogg scenario out of Parkland. But again, these are all things that you think, well, they've got good gun control in California. How come this happened?
Absolutely.
It's amazing, this thing. So, Jonathan, as far as your holiday vacation out there, I appreciate you taking the time to be with me, even for the few minutes that we got today, because you should just be out there playing in the sand.
Well, it's a great place, and I'm appreciative of the chance to be with my kids and my family. It's a great chance for us to get a break. So it's not long, but we'll be back in the saddle again. But it's nice to take a break every now and again.
Yes, and with the minute or so we have left here, Jonathan, is there anything on the horizon in terms of your interaction with the bureaucratic oligarchy? Any updates we should be aware of?
Well, I do. I am encouraged by virtue of the fact that the White House is interested in this association between drugs and violence, such that they are planning meetings with representatives from CCHR, including Dr. Lagerman, Linda Lagerman, who's just brilliant on this issue and has a long history of studying it. So they're going to meet with her, and I believe they're going to allow a meeting to take place with members of the administration, in addition to those who are the immediate advisors to the president. So that's something that's greater than I think any prior administration has shown an interest of this sort. They certainly have an interest, and we'll hope that as they become more informed of these associations, that they will appreciate the need to investigate and to act in a way like Great Britain did, which was very responsible in preventing children from taking these drugs. In England, it's illegal for children to be prescribed these psychotropic drugs.
Right. Well, excellent. That's great news, Jonathan. I appreciate that update. And this is sort of like the media won't touch it, but we will. And, of course, if the White House is acknowledging it, that's a good step in the right direction. Well, Jonathan, go out and enjoy the family. Get with the kids. Get to the beach. Get to the pool. We'll be back with Cheryl Shumley. Get some updates on artificial intelligence, her amazing, amazing journey into that at Washington Times. We'll be back after this. Thanks again, Jonathan.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we're back, and we have a very special guest, and she has been missed by all of us here. Her name, Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. Cheryl, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah, we were just like bummed that you were so busy that we never get to hear from you anymore, but we love, and I truly love all that you're digging into while you're this busy, so it is time well spent. And, you know, in particular, I understand you're working on a long-term project pretty intense on the issue of artificial intelligence, AI.
And this is such a huge and fast-moving topic. And to be honest, I wanted to start this research project with the Washington Times because I think there's a real disconnect between the world of science and the layman's world. You know, I don't think many people understand how deeply ingrained AI is currently in our technology and where it's headed. And I think there are some very alarming aspects to machine learning and artificial intelligence that your listeners would love to know about, I think.
Yeah, I have concerns because I think it comes from an atheistic view that man can out-create God, even if they don't believe in a God, right? That we consciousness is just computer bits, ones and zeros, and if we can artificially, genetically engineer so-called life forms, we can imbue them with this consciousness via computer technology. That's where I think this is going.
Well, once again, you just cut right to the chase, and anybody concerned about the human race in general, not to put too huge a label on it, but you have to be concerned about where this is headed because it does, in fact, remove elements of humanity. Now, there's a lot of AI out there that's good, just like technology. There's a lot that's good, but in the wrong hands, it can go south pretty fast. And when AI comes into the picture, there's no reeling it back. Once the genie's out of the bottle, you can't put that back. And you rightly nailed it by saying, by suggesting that the big danger is the loss of humanity, the loss of the God-given and so forth.
Yeah, and I've talked with my wife about like some of the advancements in automobile technology where they have this automatic braking. If you're about to hit something, it'll react faster than you. And I could say, okay, that's maybe a legitimate thing that could save people's lives. But the idea that a car could be driven by AI, we've seen evidence that maybe that's not the full level of where we would want to go with it, where I certainly would feel comfortable. But getting beyond that into the health arena, you know, as a homeopath, as a holistically inclined healer, you cannot escape the need for human-to-human interaction. The doctor-patient relationship was once considered a sacred relationship. I still consider it that. And to, you know, put it in an algorithm or a computer code, you turn people into numbers, and symptoms are not always caused by the same thing, and there are emotions that you can't account for. A machine would never know. And yet this has been moving into the healthcare sector as we become more or less dehumanized in modern medicine.
That's just one horrific aspect when you talk about artificial intelligence in the medical field. The other side of it is the absolute privacy dings that the patients will be suffering. For instance, under Barack Obama, he put in effect this initiative, Precision Medicine, in which the government would work with corporations who were developing AI programs to entice people in America to voluntarily give up their medical records in the name of developing artificial intelligence that can predict where other patients' medical histories may lead. In other words, so that they can diagnose things before they take place. And what's needed to do that are medical records, because you can't accurately pinpoint a problem with somebody's health without having a lot of histories to draw upon. And the reason that's a problem is if you look over what happened in the United Kingdom just recently, Google started their own medical program over there where they took medical records from patients without the patient's knowledge. And these were medical records that showed things like drug use, abortions, things that are deeply personal, HIV positives. And they took those records and they used them to create their own algorithms to help the medical community basically diagnose other patients. This type of thing could very easily happen in America. It's in fact going on right now through the Barack Obama started program with Precision Medicine. And I think for your listeners' benefit, they ought to think twice before anybody comes knocking to ask them to give up their medical records. They ought to think twice about doing that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the idea that this is going to call, you said precision medicine, that Obama kind of threw it out there. They use these terms to kind of skate around realities and definitions they don't want you to consider, which is where you're digging in your big investigation on AI. And, you know, when can we expect to be able to read the things that you're uncovering? I mean, I'm glad and I'm so honored that we get a little sneak preview here with you today, but I can't wait to read it.
If you go to the Washington Times front page and scroll down towards the bottom, there's a link that says Eye on AI, and I have more than a dozen pieces published at this moment, particularly the one on the healthcare. That's on the site right now. So please check it out, because this is important stuff.
Beautiful. We have it linked up in the show notes. Cheryl Chumley, our guest here. We love her dearly and wish she could be with us every week, but she's doing awesome work, and so I don't want to interfere in that, but I'm just grateful we can get a little meeting with you today, at least, and hopefully we'll have some other opportunities. Now, beyond the AI, the big controversy since we've last talked to you, for us, one of the biggest, the school shooting in Parkland and Broward County, Florida, and the resultant, I'm almost calling it, astroturfing, and it's kind of it's very controversial, because I'm not saying that people aren't affected emotionally, the kids there aren't, I mean, that's not what I'm saying, but the response by some, and this so-called leader of this movement, if they can call him that, this David Hogg guy, creating controversy, tremendous controversy, and I've argued this, like, these people are being applauded for what? For marching to remove their right to self-defense. It's like, isn't that a little bit naive to think, well, if we can just remove everybody's firearms, including ours, that we'll all be safer? I mean, it belies an entire historical context that these kids apparently are not learning in government indoctrination centers.
Exactly. And I would say it's naive, perhaps, of the 17-year-olds, the David Hogg and the other members of his March for
March for Life or Living or what is it called? I'm not sure. I call it the March to Remove Your Right to Self-Defense. That's what I'm calling
it. There you go. March to Strip Guns from Law-Abiding Americans. You know, that's naive on the parts of the teenagers involved. But it's not naive on the parts of the adults who are fueling these teenagers to nationwide platforms, to national media outlets, to spew what you just rightly named is historical nonsense. You know, you strip the Second Amendment from law-abiding Americans, and what you have left over are guns in the hands of criminals. And I have not been one of those media members who have given David Hogg a free pass simply because of his age. And the reason I haven't is because his rhetoric, if you listen to what he said over the last few weeks, is so vicious and vile and anti-American. The fact that he's given this nationwide platform sets him up as somebody who should be challenged, because he is advocating for the demise of the Second Amendment. And if we let his voice go forth unchallenged, the forces behind him, fueling him forward, are going to win. So not only do we need to challenge this whole message and mantra, but we need to directly challenge people like David Hogg, who use a platform irresponsibly, not just to strip the Second Amendment from the Constitution, but then to go after people like Laura Ingraham on Fox News for no better reason than feelings have been hurt. So I just think this whole David Hogg movement is worthy of all Americans to get involved in and to push back against.
Well, Super Don made me aware of a Twitter storm that was like a backlash on you for commenting or writing on it at Washington Times as well. Did they call for a boycott of Washington Times, or just was it a personal attack?
Okay, it was both, and this was huge. It was a call for advertisers at the Washington Times to drop out, to quit the business of the Washington Times. I personally was attacked, and I can tell you, the left does not hesitate from using the most vulgar and vile names. I was called every imaginable profanity in the book. And not only that, I was threatened that I was going to be bankrupted. I was told and warned that I better get my kids Kevlar helmets, which I took as an intimidation against my family. I was told that they were going to try and fire me. They started a movement to have me booted from Twitter and from Facebook. And this is why, Robert. This is why I tweeted my story on David Hogg. And there was somebody on Twitter who said that the simple fact I tweeted my story on David Hogg with the headline was a pure case of cyberbullying. And so the whole Media Matters type movement just jumped into the fray. And not only was I a target of the attack, but they took it to the Washington Times and went after the advertisers there as well.
Well, censorship is alive and well in the political left, and we've covered a study that said 39% of Democrats would support a repeal of the Second Amendment. 4 out of every 10 Democrats. That if that's not frightening to you, I don't know what is, because again, it's an argument that we should not be allowed to defend ourselves as the Creator has given us the right and to do so, and that they would then, of course, turn over all protection to government or government representatives. And as we learned in the Parkland shooting, those police officers who carried firearms did not engage, did not even enter the premises until after it was long over, basically. And so if you're relying upon third parties to protect you, you're doing something that, of course, as the old play, Waiting for Godot, is, it never arrives or never arrives on time.
Exactly. And let's remember, the Second Amendment is a God-given right to protect self and family. Mm-hmm. It's not about the purchase of an AR-15 or what type of gun you should be rightfully allowed to have. It's about the God-given right that every individual has to protect him or herself from all forces that would do them harm.
Exactly. And in fact, there was a, I don't know if they call it a counter protest, but there were students in some South Florida schools apparently that did walk out of school in defense of the Second Amendment, in defense of the right of self-defense. And they said, paraphrase, basically, how you feel about my right to self-defense, you know, is irrelevant, right? My right is my right. Listen, we're going to take a break here. Cheryl, do you have a few more minutes? We're so rarely getting to talk to you. I just don't want to let you go. Would you mind?
No, I would love to chat longer. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Sacred Fire of Liberty, Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times is with us. One more segment as we wrap up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Cheryl Chumley here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And Cheryl, I've said, interestingly enough, that the religious left concerns me more than the religious right. Because there were times where you say memes in my youth where I looked at the religious right and said, I thought they were trying to suppress speech, right? Freedom of speech. I really respected that. Even if people disagreed with me, I wanted to be able to speak about it. But it turns out over the years, as I matured, I realized, my gosh, it wasn't really a suppression of speech from the religious right, but it's the religious left that doesn't want any discussion that opposes their views. Does that make sense? What the communication over the years as I've seen it evolve?
That's what I see. Honestly, I see, if you watch Fox News, they always have people on there. Fox has a reputation as more conservative, more Republican leaning, but they always have voices from the left on there. And they don't stack six conservative voices versus one liberal voice either. Sometimes it's the other way around. They have so many liberal voices on there, you're wondering, gee, I thought Fox News was conservative. But if you watch shows like CNN or MSNBC, CNN just drowns out any type of conservative voice. They stack the panel where it's 5-1, 6-1. MSNBC doesn't even have conservative voices on there. You know, in my view, it's the left that wants to shut down free speech way more than those on the right.
Yeah, and again, I've been through, as a young liberal, right, growing up and then learning and then evolving my views as I get more experience in the world. That's why I say also with these young kids out of high school, I don't begrudge them the right of speech, right? It's just that, as we've acknowledged, it's rooted in a naivete and a lack of real historical understanding, because honestly, they're not teaching true history anymore in government schools, in public schools. So they're lacking certain things that they're going to find out when they get out into the so-called real world and try to work and have these attitudes of suppression and not taking or considering or even being able to stand up and say, you disagree with me, without crumbling or melting like the proverbial snowflake. So the pushback is happening, though, from those of us who really respect the freedom of speech. And again, I don't say everybody has to agree with me or you, Cheryl, but we want to be able to speak. And yet the suppression of speech via targeting and boycotting and, you know, the Laura Ingraham thing. I think there is some pushback, is there not?
Oh, there's lots of pushback, and thank goodness. You know, I, like you, I don't want to shut down David Hogg from speaking or any of, you know, his movement. But the fact is, free speech runs both ways. Mm-hmm. And if he's going to speak in a way that I see as irresponsible, then I certainly have free speech rights mm-hmm. to criticize him for that. And thankfully, there have been a lot of people on Twitter, on social media, in the celebrity field who have come forward to stand strong with Laura Ingraham, not even so much with her, but just with the side of free speech and the pushback against somebody being able to ding somebody's career and crumble their means of financial security just because of a hurt feeling. Mike Waddell, I don't know if you're familiar with that name, but Mike Waddell is the guy that created and does the ads for MyPillow. He's on TV all the time. And what he did, and I wrote about this because I was just so thankful, he just took to Twitter and in one line, he came out and said, I did not take my advertising from Laura Ingraham's show or Fox News, nor do I intend to. And with that one tweet, he just put to shame all those weak-kneed companies that fled Fox News and Laura Ingraham's show just based on David Hogg's complaint of hurt feelings. And I just think that more people can step up and do that. There was a whole I Stand With Laura Ingraham movement on Twitter. There's a whole counter boycott movement to the boycotts that went on with Laura Ingraham's show. And, you know, this is all evidence of free speech.
Yes, and I'm looking at the pushback, and I'm hoping to see more of it against YouTube and Twitter and Facebook for their algorithms or outright censorship. You know, anything that seems to be a little bit offensive to those who are leaning left or, you know, so far left that I don't know that they would recognize you know, the term free market and give it any meaning. But the idea here is free expression, and Cheryl Chumley, you are free to express your views anytime you're available on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love and appreciate you so much here.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can read about Cheryl Chumley and all the things she's doing, including this amazing series on her Eye on AI, Artificial Intelligence, all at the Washington Times online. Links are up in the show notes. Remember, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.